a word for you from Luke, the New Testament, chapter 4 and verse 28. It says, when they heard these things, all the people in the synagogue were filled with rage. In this chapter, it is one of Jesus' first appearings. He taught in the synagogue and was recognized as no ordinary teacher. And as he spoke and expounded, the people marveled, especially as they recognized him as, well, simply Joseph's son. But as he progressed, as the message cut deeper, and things became more personal, so the reaction changed. It says here that the people were full of rage. When Jesus got to those difficult points, instead of allowing their pride to be hurt and to recognize this is for us, he is speaking to us directly. We are in need. We must repent. It did exactly the opposite. Isn't it strange? It's the same to this day. When people don't want to accept the truth that comes from Jesus himself, the reaction is anger, rebellion, resistance, and rage. Jesus' message, so clear and sharp, it can only draw two responses: receive with joy and thankfulness, or reject with disgust and hate and rage. It's so strange to find that Jesus was right at the beginning of his ministry. This may have been one of the first times that he ever appeared, because he had just come out from being tempted. He was full of the Holy Spirit of God, and he came out and he spoke in the synagogue. And isn't it so strange that so quickly the people were so angered? Is it because they thought, well, this is a mere man? This is only a carpenter's son? How can he say that to us? But it was the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's his words that he spoke that made them so angry. What do we do when we hear the message so clear from the Lord Jesus?